meeting together, and I invite you to become a part of that adventuresome group that are reorganizing their lives in order to put preaching in the primary aspect of their ministries, and as a result, are discovering in-depth power from God, insights that they never had before, empathy for their congregations, and then excitement and passion for their preaching. I call you to be a part of this growing band of passionate preachers who dare to take the time. John Henry Jowett said, "Preaching that costs nothing accomplishes nothing." If the study is a lounge, then the pulpit will be an impertinence. And Donald Barnhouse said, "If I knew that the Lord was coming in 3 years, I would spend 2 years studying and 1 year preaching." Interesting. James Denny said, "What we need are preachers who are evangelists and evangelists who are preachers." I believe that we need to be both theologians and evangelists with the needs of our people deep on our hearts. We need preachers who are filled with the power of the Holy Spirit and then heed Baxter's insight. I put it on the wall of the door leading into the sanctuary. Those of you who had leadership at the Hollywood Presbyterian Church saw that sign by Richard Baxter that was there on the door, the last thing that we'd see just before we'd go into the sanctuary. And Baxter's words were, "I preach as a dying man to dying men and women as if never to preach again." Passion in preaching comes when we see each opportunity to preach as our last. And to do it with that kind of intentionality means that it's going to have a tremendous impact on the lives of people. But that takes time. Richard Baxter also had an interesting statement for the preachers of his time. He said, "I earnestly beseech you, in the name of God, and for the sake of your people's souls, that you will not slightly slubber over your work, but do it vigorously and with all your might, and make it your great and your serious business." We must be so immersed in the Scriptures.